You continue to hurt and disrespect me.
You are hurting so many Sufis. Remove my faith emblem from your products.
Sufism is purity of heart. Please don't disgrace it through nudity.
Just some of the comments made on Twitter as part of the Take Off Just logo about Roberto Cavalli, who has been accused of using a sacred religious emblem in his designs. A decision which has been offending many of the Sufi faith. This evening, planned protests outside the Victoria and Albert Museum are a display of the upset felt by many of the religion. Though the event hosting Cavalli has since been cancelled, the protest will go on. We spoke to Gunther Halavi, a student from Goldsmiths University, who will attend.
I mean, it is initially about Roberto Cavalli and his misuse of our sacred emblem, but it's also generally to give Sufis a voice and to give minority faiths a voice, an opportunity to practice their religion without being offended.
But to Sufis, what does this emblem mean? And why is it seen as disrespectful?
Well, it has loads of different meanings actually embedded within the symbol. The most obvious one is that it's the shape of an open heart, because in Sufism, the emphasis is on the heart. And so that's one manifestation of it. And then there's the iconography within it spells out phrases and verses from the Holy Quran, which is obviously very, very sacred to Sufis.
This is not the first time Roberto Cavalli has offended faith groups. In 2004, he caused outrage amongst thousands of Hindus by using images of their holy deities on various merchandise, including underwear. But should using religious symbols be such a contentious issue?
I mean, it happens everywhere. I mean, if I look in my jewellery box, I've got lots of things that probably one time or another were a symbol for something. And actually, as a Christian, I see people wearing crosses everywhere. I know lots of my friends do that aren't religious, and it doesn't offend me at all.
Following a protest in Dallas on the 23rd of May and upcoming protests in Dusseldorf, New York, LA and Paris, tonight's V&A event will aim to give a voice to those who feel they are too often silenced.